Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I never thought I'd say Fruit Loops could be a gross display of wealth.
Okay.
But Billie Eilish found a way.
Yeah, okay. She did.
She does not know the value of Fruit Loops. Like, legit. She got online to buy Fruit Loops and was like, oh, 35 bucks for a box, that seems excessive. But she spent it. And I know that's not...
35 bucks for a box.
No, she got...
She thought that was a box.
Mini box. Oh, yeah. She thought that was a box. Okay, I see.
She literally doesn't know the... Although, I can't tell you. Do you know how much milk is? Does anybody in this room know how much milk is?
One...
Okay, yeah, you're just saying. You're just going to say a number, but you don't know, right?
No idea.
It's about $4.39
for a gallon.
Oh my god! Yeah. Why did I ask milk? Anybody in the room?
Right.
You know that.
But I really don't even look anymore either.
I need milk? I'm buying milk.
Exactly.
I don't.
Almond milk's like almost like $4.
Such a rip.
You should come over to the dark side.
No,
because our stuff is not that much, and it tastes delicious.
No, it's awful. It's bad.
No, our not almond. Our stuff.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
saying
yeah,
our,
yeah.
Don't ew, like yours almond. Tastes like chemicals.
It doesn't. First off, almonds don't have nipples, so not sure what you're drinking.
Almond juice.
Okay. How do we turn this into this?
I know, right?
Basically, what we want to hear is what's the grossest thing, like. It's, and I don't want to say gross, because I love it. I think it's cool.
Good for you, yeah.
Yeah, if you got it, go.
Do it.
Flaunt it. But we call it gross displays of wealth.
Yeah.
You're Billie Eilish, and you don't even realize that you've just ordered 70 boxes.
Get out. Seriously?
Just thought, well, I don't know. 35
like,
seems
oh,
right.
Yeah. Fruit Loops. Dude, that's all right.
But it was 70 mini boxes.
Oh, those are fun. The little fun size.
Oh, it's not enough.
Yeah, it's not. But you could open up. It's actually the bowl.
You're the first person who told me that.
They serrate the. You open up the top.
Did you know this, Amber?
You keep the cereal in the box. You just pour your milk in there. It's lined.
When you're camping,
yeah.
You just open it up. You turn the box on its side.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you pour the milk directly in. You don't need a bowl.
Nope.
Cool.
It's, comes your. Yeah.
You just.
So
never
I like
knew.
Her.
Rich people. They
yeah.
Know,
right?
They know about the Fruit Loops. So there was another story that we found from TikTok. And I know Amber's got. Don't you have a friend who. What did your friend get for.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
What was it? Like for graduation?
For her high school graduation, her dad had like traveled the world and wanted to her to have this experience. So he paid for her and four of her girlfriends. To go travel Europe for like, I think it was like almost the whole summer. And they went to like different places. And then in each different country, he would say like, Paris, you have to go to this restaurant. And I want a photo of each of these places
wow.
of you girls to make sure they like followed through and went. And
but he paid for it.
He paid for all of them to
four
do it.
Four of them.
Five.
I said I was going to be cool with this, but I don't know why that.
Dang.
That's awesome. He's given five girls an experience of a lifetime.
Making memories for the kids. That's what parents are there for. Yep.
Making memories means like you get down and carve a pumpkin with them. It's not sending them with a blank check to Paris.
I remember that.
And Rome. You got to have, like, your whole life was a gross display. No, your parents didn't flaunt it, right?
No, they didn't at all. And I don't. As an adult, the only time I did is way too long of a story. It's when I blew off a court date. I could have taken care of my.
That is a grotesque display.
Yeah,
I chose to play obscene amount of insurance after that, a huge fine, mega
because
points
you didn't
on my license.
Reap. Steve sucks so bad at parallel parking that he didn't want to have to parallel park a second time down at the Denver courthouse.
Yes.
So when they said, did you bring proof of insurance? He's like, dang it, I forgot. Screw it.
I'll
so paid
pay
the
it,
fine and then had to get an SR-22.
You're right, and pay more.
Which costs a ton of money.
And it lasted over a year, so I was paying more. But
oh,
you
my
know what?
Gosh.
It was so worth it that I didn't have to go all the way back down there. You know how much I hate that part of town. Ah. It was worth the convenience.
It was. It's not. It's not. And again, you're the guy who throws away change. Like, I don't. I could just go through all the things that you do where it's like, ooh, I dropped a dollar. It's only a dollar.
Right. And it's bending over. It's not even worth it.
For Steve, it's got to be a 20 or better before
he'll
bet.
Right.
Legit. Like, I can't. Okay. Gross display of wealth. We want to hear your call. 303-222-5423 or text us at 51059. These people... With the Ray's Pizza, though. Where were they?
This is next level.
You got to respect them.
They were in
Michigan. They were in Michigan.
And somebody goes, oh, man, remember Ray's Pizza, which is a place in New York? Kid disappears, comes back, gets a call from his dad. Dad puts his dad on speakerphone. He's like, you're all set. They go get on a private jet, fly to New York. Then a helicopter picks them up and takes them to the Manhattan apartment to which they go to...
Ray's Pizza.
You got it. If you have the means, why not?
I mean, I thought I was bawling out ordering Grubhub like three times this week.
I know.
You know? I was like, you're going for it, girl. Spend it like you got it. And they're like, day trip to New York pizza. What?
That's
what the heck? Yep.
There was somebody, I always remember this story, who was like a personal assistant for a very rich man. And there's some strawberry that comes out for like 1 week a year. And it's like, it's super rare. They're really big and they cost a fortune to get and they won't ship them because you just got to be there. He paid his assistant to get on a plane, fly there, buy two, like four packs of these strawberries.
Yeah.
So, and they're like $300 for a four pack.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever it is, fly all the way back, hand him the strawberries. He opens it up, eats two of them, closes it and says, you can have them.
I don't know. They're
not as good this year.
What?
Not into it. And I'm saying between 300 times two, plus the airfare,
all
plus paying
that.
For all her expenses, it was probably $2,000 worth of strawberries. So that's five, you know, so he eats two and is like.
And he shared. You got to respect that he
and
shared.
And you love that. I don't remember if he actually shared or he started to throw them away and she's like,
I'll take them.
No, you were right. Oh. He was going to toss them.
That's a grotesque display of wealth.
Well,
Steve relates to all of this. If you've been a part of one of these gross displays of wealth, we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're looking for people who've lived a life of Steve. The life of opulence. The grotesque display of wealth.
Okay.
Kendall?
Yeah, guys.
Yay. Gross display of wealth.
Yeah, so I went to a school in Texas where there was lots of wealth, and a girl in my sorority, we were all driving around one night, and we went late night to go get Jimmy John's, and instead of putting it in drive, she put it in reverse, and reversed into the Jimmy John's, and crashed and totaled her brand new Porsche Cayenne. She's like, let's just leave it. My dad will just send me another one tomorrow, and he did. She left it. It was gone by the morning. Have no idea. And she got a brand new Porsche in her driveway the next morning.
And what?
Now they own the Jimmy John's. Oh, my God.
To get them to not press charges, right? I would not be surprised.
I'm buying this Jimmy John's.
Listen, we're just going to purchase.
She would also like be the girl that would get drunk and leave her brand new Louboutins, which, as you know, Amber, how much those cost.
Yeah,
She'd just leave them in the bar. And I'd go and I'd like put them in my purse and be like, girl, we're bringing these home.
What?
That's crazy.
Nothing has any value to her at all.
Had like nothing. Like we'd go to Neiman Marcus, and she'd charge everything for the whole group date, like for our group dates in the sorority. She would be like, "Put on my charge card," and had no. Would just be like, "Okay, no problem."
I need friends like that,
right?
Really
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just normal for them.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Kendall.
Wow.
You just abandon. What is a Cayenne? 80 or more?
The base.
Easily.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about the shoes. Like, they're so pricey. Right, the car, too.
Caitlin?
Yay.
Gross display of wealth.
So, my friend growing up in high school, she was constantly crashing her car, like once a month, and her dad just kept buying her Mercedes.
What?
Get her driving lessons.
Thank you.
How many people are we going to hear from? Like, I'm seriously going to buy my kids a beater, like a 96 Geo Metro.
Boom.
They crash it, they don't have a car. Here's a bike. Like, we don't have a Pez dispenser of cars.
Disposable cars, yeah.
That's wild.
How many cars do you think they bought them?
Oh, I probably around 3 or 4.
Okay.
Jeez.
No, that's rational. All right.
Which is too many.
Yeah, 3 or 4 too many. Thank you for the call, Caitlin. Kenny G.
Yay.
Gross display of wealth.
Well, when I was young, I heard a story. Now, I can't get the exact date, but it was probably in the late 60s, early 70s. Elvis Presley, back in the day, he was so bored, he flew over here from Memphis, flew over here to Stapleton just to have toasted PBJs and hung out for a little bit and said, okay, let's go back. And they flew back.
Well, I think that's true.
I heard there was something...
Mountain News and Denver Post years ago. You know, this is when I was young. You know, I read it in the paper. I'm like, oh, my God.
I think there was a restaurant here that served it with something weird, like deep fried pickles or something.
Oh, and that's.
And I don't know if they put the pickles on the sandwich, but Elvis heard about it and decided, because he had FU money.
Right.
And
flew. Let's go try that.
You got to respect
nothing else going on today.
That's awesome. Thank you, man.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Found a story that is 5 traits women want in a man.
Sweet. What? This is going to be cool.
I know you've pre-read it.
What?
I know you did, and this is how I know. Because all of a sudden, it's all you can... You're talking, and you're just like,
his voice drops 2 octaves. Yes.
I'm the brother on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Like, you're just...
I get that reference.
You're like...
You totally did that. Oh, my gosh. I've never heard that about that. Yeah, okay.
Suddenly... All right, this is according to science.
Ooh, scientists.
So we're going to see if Amber agrees with these traits.
Ah, okay.
And then
who has the most?
As long as we're at it, which one of us? This is probably
don't do
the
that
most,
to me.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Yes,
to
we're
me.
Doing it.
No, you're not.
Well, you and I can fight over it, and you can either disagree or agree with who exudes more of each of these traits. Amber's voice is getting lower now.
She's like, I think it's me. I think I'm the hottest dude in the room.
All right, number 1, physical traits. Women want in a man. Stop, dude.
What?
I can tell when you clear your throat. I don't even know what number it is, but you trust me, you got a couple before we get to you.
Okay.
Number 1, a sense of humor.
Yeah, women love that.
I don't know how that's a physical trait, but...
Oh, yes, that's a good point.
I do
wow,
feel...
I hadn't really thought about that. It's really not.
But sense of humor makes a man so much more attractive. If you can make a woman laugh, you can make her do anything, and I think that is true.
Okay, so if I'm the most hideous-looking guy, but if I'm cracking you up all the time... Will you go to bed with me?
I don't know about most hideous man ever, but comedians, they got it going on. You know
it's
they
true,
do.
Dude.
So you're more forgivable if they're super funny. You'll overlook big
for
stomach
sure.
or whatever.
Yeah.
Some wow. I've dude, I used to be like a comedy groupie. I'd go to like so many shows.
That's true.
And
really hot.
They would stand to like meet Kevin Pollak, and I'm like, what? Like Brian Regan, I think he's hilarious, but he's not. I mean,
right?
Ed Norton, all the comedians are just like, is it Ed Norton? Jim Norton.
Yeah,
Ed
like,
Norton's the dude who curb stomps you in American History X.
That's
right.
True.
Different dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but these guys would get tons of play.
Oh.
So
yes.
Between you and I mean, who do you think wins on the.
If
you're
going
to give me sense
if
of
we
humor?
Pull the audience,
no, oh my God, because now you're doing the pity thing.
I am not. Oh my God,
I think you're funnier because people just don't like me. Text I like Steve to 51059.
It sounded like I was doing that,
yeah.
But I was just.
No,
being,
it sounded like you were doing like this.
I think the audience, like your voice was way
you're
low.
You're right.
You're right, Trevor.
Number two. Traits women find. I've taken physical out of it because you're right. Like, the
right.
Humor wasn't one. Traits women want in a man, according to science. Facial hair.
Yes.
All right, sorry, my beard was itching. What happened? I forgot. Facial hair.
Yes.
Where are we at on this one, Amber? We like that one?
100. I'm a sucker for... I mean, it has to be good facial hair.
Oh,
but yeah.
You're
no, you. No. I feel like you've got good facial hair.
Here's the deal. I believe that there's... Like, women are 100% divided on this.
Yeah.
Because I know women
too.
Who are like,
they hate, yes.
Like,
really?
Repulsed by
yeah.
Jamie, who sits in the exact same chair as you,
she's
finds
no
it.
Go on
she thinks
hair.
It's like, which it sort of is, if you get right down to it. I mean, I scrub and do all this. It's a magnet for bacteria.
For sure.
It's a, if you're not a clean person, your beard is nasty.
But yeah, get a good look.
Dude, no, and I've even got, I've got
beard
scruff oil in
and...
it today. It's very eucalyptusy. If you, mm-hmm. I know you're not allowed to get close enough to like sniff my beard.
Yeah, thank goodness.
But,
you like eucalyptusy facial hair over there?
Trust me. Oh yeah, my
a good
beard's got game today.
Aftershave, yeah.
Mm, it's more of a
or
cream. It's
oh.
More of a thick
oh.
Conditioning. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
OMG.
Yeah, it looks
anyway.
Good. Looks all you know, nice and lined up. You're doing good.
Yeah, okay.
Check
so,
on that.
Two out of five.
Okay. I can grow it if I want to.
Is number like... three is, I can't barely read it on my page, so I guess we'll skip that one.
I'll go ahead and read it for you.
What is it?
It's women love, but more than sense of humor, more than facial hair.
Oh, yeah, more than those. That's why it's listed third.
Right.
Well, it didn't want to be.
Oh, yes. It didn't want to overplay.
Yes. Didn't want to overplay the whole thing.
Even it looks like when I'm trying to give myself a deep voice. I sound like I have a head injury.
Is that true, Amber?
Because it's like I can't. Like, I don't know how to.
It's not your actual deeper
voice. No, it's
not
like ringing. No, it's like,
well, if women,
hello, Ray.
The reason I know you're trying so hard is because the women, if they only could have one of the three, they choose this one.
You think?
Mm.
A deep voice that's not funny without... A magnificent beard. You're right, Steve.
Hey.
They're beating down your door right now. Text beard to 51059. I do think...
Women equate it to masculinity and safety. Women think, well, that man is manly. He can protect me.
Keep with his safe. Big voice?
With his, yeah.
Well, if they haven't seen you.
So if you're just a phone sex operator, like, right. I'm better than that other guy that's funny.
Steve went into the right profession.
Yes. So, yes. Amber, where are you at on deep voice? Do you care?
I don't care.
Yeah, most women really don't care.
I think it helps, though. I think it can put somebody over the top, because I feel like the opposite has been true. I got set up on a date with one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. And like she's like, hi, my name's the man. I was like, oh God, I can't,
yeah.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
Like guy with an annoying voice, I think you'd be like.
Oh, I actually, yes, I have done that too, where you meet somebody and you're like, oh, I can't go with that.
They're hot, but they got the bubble on the throat. Yes. They're like, oh my God, I think this is going to be a great day. Let's go on a roller coaster.
Could hurt a guy more than help the guy? Or
if it's in an or girl. I mean, you don't want to date somebody who's got a weird.
Because you're not always going to be boinking. And sometimes when you're talking, it's just like, if
voice is just... I forgot. Steve doesn't talk to the people he dates, so it doesn't matter.
If they talked first, I'll go ahead.
So I lost on that one. So it's 2-1 right now. Okay. Number four, height.
Yes, women want to look up to their men.
So here's the thing. I am really short. So for me,
everybody's got height.
Everyone is pretty tall. I don't really care about this, but I know this is uber important to a lot of women.
It is, because they want it, once again, it goes to a masculinity and a tall man that they can look up to. They feel protected, safe. Once again, it's a safety thing.
To me, it doesn't matter, but I feel like it's, and women like to wear heels and have that. You
want to look up to your man when you kiss, not have to go down like this.
Well, I don't know who's like.
I would like everyone. I wish I could describe what just happened.
I just was Steve
and his
dipping down like this.
He's like, "Hello, little girl." That was really
not
everything about that. Unfortunately for me, you have me on height as well.
I'm like an inch. Well, you keep every year you get shorter because you got hit in the.
You're definitely taller than an inch. Right?
No, not much.
Oh, really?
I was 5'10", and then the airplane door took an inch and a half off of me instantly.
It did.
Because it crushed my spine.
So you're like 5'8".
So. Ooh.
Yeah. Is that hot? Is big war injuries? Is that kind of, no? Here's the last one. So we're tied.
Okay. This could be.
Damn it.
Oh, no. Which is.
Neither one of us are going to get this one.
Oh, no.
But I had one more recently than you did.
Okay.
The traits that women find hot in a man, men with dogs.
Oh,
yeah. Steve's out.
Yeah. Steve barely loves himself. He could not. I have a huge, shadow box hanging on my wall with Mojo's paw print.
Yeah.
And pictures of Mojo.
You would win hands down.
There is just something about a man with his dog.
So, say it out loud. Who won this competition, Amber?
Slacker, you are crowned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
My favorite kind of OPPs are the ones that I can already tell there's not going to be a solution for.
Oh, okay.
And this feels like one of them.
Oh,
I think she moved too quickly in a relationship.
Oh.
And when that bell rings.
You can't back it down. Okay.
Maybe you can. Maureen?
Yay! Wow, that was harsh to hear what you're saying.
Sorry, T-Hack just told us what the headline from your problem, and it scares us already. But why don't you tell us all the story?
I will tell you my sad story. Okay, so I was madly in love with my boyfriend. Was/is, I don't know.
Oh.
We've been dating for just about 4 months now, so it's still pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I have to say it happened kind of fast. So we were spending a lot of time together pretty much every single day. And we never got bored of each other. It just always was fun and exciting. And we traveled together. And we never had any fights. I mean, a little disagreement about what channel to watch or whatever. But, no fights, right?
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it just seemed so perfect. Maybe it was too perfect. You tell me. I don't know. I would really look forward to seeing him, because usually we would make plans ahead, and I just, all day at work, I would be so excited. And then we just figured, why not move in together, because we spend so much time together. And
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, no. So that was a bad move because it was too new?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but we did. This is in the past. It happened. So we lived together. And, I mean, I didn't think it would be a big deal. It would just be I get to wake up next to this guy I'm crazy about every day. And I gotta say, like, pretty much the moment I brought my stuff to his place, because I moved to his place, like, something happened, and, I mean, I kind of feel, like, numb about him and the whole situation.
Oh, Jesus, ooh. Not, that's a huge word. Are you sure you want to use that word? Like, numb?
I mean, well, it feels like the right word, but I don't know. Am I just, like, freaking out? I feel like I could just be me having, like, I don't have anxiety attacks, so I don't know what that's like, but I feel like it might be my version of one because it just moved kind of fast and, like, am I just freaking out a little? But I find myself, and I feel terrible about this because literally the week before I moved in, that entire week, everything was amazing and I was madly in love. And then now I'm like, I'm just kind of riding on faith. I'm like, I must still love him because I was so in love with him.
Yep. Dang it. No.
I've never seen
lust.
Yeah.
The honeymoon period doesn't usually just turn off.
Like
a light switch. Yeah. That's weird to me.
That
it didn't kind of do that slow trickle.
Fizzle out.
Yeah. Bam. It's just like, boop, we live together. Why am I here? I'm numb. Numb is like 20 years into a relationship is like when you hear that word.
I don't know what to do. I feel like I've been kind of phoning everything in because I'm just figuring I'm probably just freaked out.
Do you think he's maybe going through the same thing? You know, guys usually got to go through this more
for
than maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh my God, she's here all, because like, you're like, I want her here all the time because then I have access all the time, but then she's there all the time. And you're like, oh my God, like she's here all the time. Like I don't have any
buffer, any, any.
Like to do any of your personal business. She's just there. You turn around, it's like, oh my God, it's not that we don't love you.
Girls need the same thing.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? Now everything's real, Maureen. Like Slacker said, the shine is off of it. You're both are brushing your teeth, watching each other pop. It's all gritty. It's all just that everyday. Yeah.
A little too real, too fast.
You guys went from fantasy land into reality, like, boom.
In 4 months.
I know.
That's fast, yeah.
So you're asking how to get, you still like the guy, love the guy. You still like what you had.
I think I do. I can't imagine that I don't really underneath, but I don't know. What should I do?
We can't,
I live with him now.
I don't think you can move out. Like, I say this every time, and it's such a funny dichotomy to me, and it doesn't totally apply to you, but like, men, when we're ready to marry you and spend the rest of our lives with you, we will get down, we will spend 3 months finding the right ring, we'll do everything, we'll plan a thing, we'll get down on one knee, and if you say anything other than yes, we want you to die in a fire and we'll never talk to you again.
The switch will flip that hard.
100%. Like, I'm ready to spend forever with you or never see you again. It's literally, and it's
one
so stupid.
One or the other.
It is, because it's like, if I'm going to put my heart out there, and you don't immediately jump, even if you go like, can I think? It's like, nope.
It's open. Forget
bye.
It. Yeah.
So I'm afraid if, and I'm not saying this is as extreme, but like, you moved in with me. If you're thinking that you want to go back to an apartment, bye.
That
over
is
me.
True. Oh, it's, you don't love me. You know,
it's worse than over. It's like a nuclear bomb or something.
But if he's a rational human, unlike me, he could go like, you're right. This was fast.
Yeah.
I mean, this was stupid fast.
Wow.
Right.
And you couldn't, no amount of money would get Steve to move in with somebody ever, but even like 4 months is like,
it's lickety split. That's just way.
That's even fast for me. And I'm Johnny long term.
Kind of, like, you guys ruined, you ruined that shine, the glow on the relationship. Yeah. By making,
can we shine it back up? Or is it?
I don't know.
I know, right?
But as of right now, what is your heart? You don't want to break up or you. Are you thinking?
I don't know what I want, and that sounds so stupid, and people say that, and I always think they're being ridiculous, because how can you not know? But I don't know what's real, because it felt so real before we lived together, and now I'm really confused, so I don't know. I mean, my old roommate, like, there's a
living room with a fold-out couch, and she said that her new roommate would be okay if I'd, like, spend a weekend or two there sometime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hey, let's, we're going to put you on hold and talk behind your back because it's easier, so hang on right there.
This is uncharted territory for me. I have no idea.
I don't know how you unring the bell. But, I mean,
and pretend what we just did didn't happen. Let's go back to that over there.
Right.
And
I mean, I would be butthurt, but maybe most guys wouldn't. Maybe most guys would be like, it's okay. You're right. We moved in too fast. Let's keep saying, it's going to fit. Like, once you do that, you flushed it. Now it's just swirling.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Like, takes a while for it to all go down the drain. But
is this like a phase? Does she says she doesn't really know what she wants. Does she need to just like stick it out until it becomes a little more clear?
Ooh.
Because I feel like that's probably what I would do. I'd be like, well, I already invested and I moved. So like,
I'm here.
Let's just figure it out until I'm like, oh yeah, I'm done. Or like, actually.
But if I'm going to channel my inner Steve, like, and spreadsheet this bad boy, you've only got 4 months invested.
That's true.
It's a lot easier.
You're right.
If you invest, the longer you invest, the more you're going to stick with that.
No, that's a good point. It's only 4 months.
Yes. Cut now before it's. But I'm not saying, I think also not to bring in what's happening in the world.
It's true, though.
Nobody thinks straight.
No, it's a weird time to date someone and everything's accelerated and because you're bored. And so,
And when you move in, it's not like you move in and she goes to work and you go to work and you're still absence makes our girl fonder. Like she's at work in one room on a Zoom call. You're at work on another room. And it's like, Jesus, I'm so sick of your face.
You guys are right. Because of this COVID, it's changed the dynamic and dichotomy of everything.
All right. So
dang.
If anybody's been in the situation where you moved in and you want to move out.
Save the relationship, but still stay.
Try to save it.
Yeah.
Is Maureen out of her head or is she thinking right? Can you help her with these cold feet she's feeling? 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
We're trying to help Maureen. Really, we're just looking for a moving company.
Pretty much.
I don't.
Live with your life.
Good point.
She's been with a guy for like 4 months, and somewhere pretty quickly into it, they moved in together.
Like super fast. And now her feelings have kind of changed. She sees him differently. I mean, she's not as enamored,
She said numb.
Yeah, that's a bad word to use to describe your relationship.
Hugely just like what? You should just be puppy dogs and rainbows and like blinking in every room and doing your.
Right. Yeah,
this sounds like her intuition is saying this isn't right.
So she has to undo. How do you unring the. Yeah.
But she's also saying, like, I was so in love with him before I moved in, so I must still be in love with him. Do women really do that? Do you convince yourself that, like I have to stay because my other decision should have been right? that's what she's saying, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't. Okay, so if you want to try to help Maureen out in this situation, Thomas?
Yay.
What do you think?
I'm just going to say it right now. It may be ugly, but cut the cord and move on. It's like buyer's remorse of a car. You got 72 hours to trade it back in.
Oh, okay.
And you're reading between the lines of her voice and thinking that's what she's saying? I mean, she didn't even...
Hesitation is never a good thing. And with love, there's no hesitation.
Oh, dang.
There can be a... No, there can't.
If it's not a heck yes, it's a heck no, right? Isn't that the saying?
Exactly.
I've actually never heard that, but yeah, that's...
That's very well put.
Thank you, Thomas, for the brutal honesty.
Wow.
Beth?
Yay.
What do you think?
Hey, I'm just wondering, are they close, like, sexually and every other way? Are they close, has she said?
She didn't say.
Is everything going good, or is everything just kind of blah, everything?
I don't know. I wish we had her back on the phone.
I know where you're going, Beth. That is the main crux of a relationship.
That is not
relations.
The main.
So why get?
Hold on. Amber's over there while Steve's talking, like she's in a Baptist church going testify.
I was just nodding.
No, you were nodding.
I was just nodding, taking in his words, and then you caught me just nodding along. It looked like I was completely agreeing, but
it's not.
But it's very important.
It's not everything, but I've been in a situation before, And I stuck it out because I thought things might grow in a way that I wanted it to. I thought I wanted it to.
Yeah.
And I ended up spending 5 years.
Yes.
Mm. Oof.
Women do that all the time.
Together and finally, I was just like, what am I doing? I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting his time. This is not fair for either one.
Better than that. Every woman is better than that. So, but you all do it. You
we
all
do
stay.
Do it.
And
yeah.
I ended up doing it very nicely, but I just said, you know, we can't do this anymore, and we're not close sexually or romance or even anything, really.
Hey, Beth, would you stay in a long-term relationship if there was no relations at all? No. So that is the only reason why.
Well, of course not.
Yeah. So, okay, that just proves my
point.
Okay.
We don't know about Maureen. What? We're okay. Couple more here. It's starting to take a turn. Whitney?
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she should definitely give it a chance because she fell in love with this guy and did have the feelings, and it is weird moving in, and I don't think it was too fast. You really need, when in a relationship, if you can live with someone, you know that relationship is going to last. I think the ultimate test to see if it's going to last is if you can live together.
Wow.
And living together is messy. You have to be vulnerable and awkward, and people are used to being isolated, but you need to learn to communicate and learn to, you know, work with each other and just find out if those are things that you want to work with.
But Whitney, at what level of awkwardness is it time to call it?
Wow.
To go like, this is, I mean, I know it's not, it doesn't always just come together when you get in the same apartment, but if it's not starting to gel, like, when do you bounce?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like the last caller who's 5 years in and like, what the hell? I don't. Thank you for the call, by the way. Valerie.
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay. So I think that, well, first of all, I haven't been in her exact situation, but I do think that there's a possibility she is setting her expectations too high. And maybe she expected it to be just like the dream relationship and glamorous and perfect, like moving in, kind of like the relationship has been going. And then when reality sets in and you realize that, you know, no relationship is perfect and living with somebody is hard, then maybe she's feeling a little let down by that.
That's a good point.
So you're saying to stay. Here's what's weird. I mean, the whole beginning of this was everybody like lift with your legs.
Yes, but now.
And now we're surrounded by.
Put the stuff back down.
Yes.
And give it another chance.
Thank you, Valerie. Lori.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she should stick it out. I think after I had a similar situation, I moved in or I bought a house 5 months after seeing this guy, and him and his daughter moved in with me and my children. And I, at first it was so very overwhelming, and you just are so used to living on your own and doing your own thing. And now you have these other people in your home and you, it's overwhelming. And we stuck it out and now we're married. It's 12 years later and our children are grown and great. So I think she just needs to stick it out.
And you're happy?
I'm so happy.
Okay. Because you just said a lot of stuff about length of time. You hadn't mentioned any happiness in there. Thank you. So what's the... I'm inclined to tell her to stick it out, but I think you got to put a...
Okay. Like,
put a time limit on it.
Like 6 months. Like before you end up... Because we were taught, like women, you get it in your head. It's like, well, now I've got a year in, so I can't leave.
Yes.
So
no,
get, right up until like 1 year... Stay, but if it's not
after that, then bounce.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
For some reason, I have this story about email personality types, and it's making me angry.
Yeah, you're just hating. Wow.
Well, they say they're called email personalities, and I think everybody in this room is the same one for varying reasons, and we'll get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. But do they have reply aller? Because they don't.
That's the
worst. Oh, right? No,
the
that needs to be
offender.
Added.
Can anybody tell me a situation where it's necessary to reply? I mean, only if it's, like, if I'm setting up a meeting and it's just the three of us, maybe then you reply all, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's to the whole company,
right?
And it's like, hey, it's a potluck, I'm organizing it, I don't need you to reply all, hey, I'm good for the beans. It's my uncle's recipe. Don't care. Just send that to me. Right. Nobody else on the distribution list needs to care.
Yes.
And then when it's, what is it? When there's a death or a birthday?
Or like a congratulations. And then you get a million congrats. And you're like,
I didn't get anything. I didn't, it's not congrats to me. If you want to say congrats to the person who just got the promotion, then an email to them.
Right.
Not to everybody to say that, what?
I call it kind of like grade grubbing or credit grubbing, because the boss will put out an email. And then right away we have a certain employees that will, oh yeah, I totally agree or whatever. And then they'll send that. And then,
but do you think that we're jerks because we don't? Because I think, I'm with you, Steve, but I think it's perceived that we're so aloof. Because we don't respond. But they don't know that we're not responding to the right person.
True.
We're just not responding to everybody. Like,
yes.
It's the person who drops $1,000 in the Salvation Army bucket.
There it is.
But has to do it with a golf check.
Yep. Thank you. Notice me at what I'm doing.
I'm saying congrats to everyone. That person, I think reply all should be almost like, aren't there like text programs like when you're drunk that keep asking you, are you sure you want to do this? And I feel like reply all should be a thing where it pops up. The little paper clip from way back in the Microsoft days should like pop up and go, yo, you just hit reply all. Everyone's going to hate you. Right. Don't do this. I want to see little clippy boy come back.
I like that.
So here are the email personality types. Let's start with this one because we all know the rambler.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
None of us can say who we're thinking of.
Nope.
Because there are people in our company that send, can we just eradicate email in general?
That'd be nice.
I mean.
You guys both hate.
I hate email. Oh my gosh.
Remember when email became the cure for conversations and you're like, yay. And then, but emails are still too long. I want them to be texts. I want them to be like,
yeah.
Summarize. As soon as there's certain emails that have that air of like, I can't think of what it, it's like when somebody begins a conversation with a sigh, you know, you're in for it.
Yep.
That is like, hey, how are you doing?
Buckle up for your 10-minute story.
It's like, yeah. Oh God. And it's like, okay, starts with, okay, like, okay. Oh, here comes.
Or the sigh, okay.
Oh, okay. You have something comfortable to sit on? Because I'm going to.
This is going
to
take a while.
It's the worst when you open an email and you read 5 paragraphs and you're like, this could have been done in 5 sentences.
5 sentences.
That's
max.
The rambler.
That is the rambler, yeah. And we need to get rid of them. The other side of that, though, is the single word replier.
Like the other extreme.
That comes off as very cold.
In an email, you're right. You can do that in a text, but you can't just go K in an email, can you?
No. I'm going to say this. You could, single word, I'm okay with okay. You don't have to write okay. No, I'll even give you okay. If you give me K, I don't even care what I said before that.
No.
That just happened to me recently. I had to write out bullet points for why something wasn't going to work for me. I wrote out, not rambler style, but I wrote out all my points, and what I got back was K. The only thing that would have made it worse was K, period, but it was right in the wheelhouse of K is not... I'm not wrong, am I?
No, it has such an attitude attached to it.
Right.
It's just one letter short of okay, which apparently is nice. You eliminate that one letter, suddenly it's evil and mean.
Are you telling me that you can't feel the stank from like, you don't even deserve the O.
I know the source. Yeah. So I'm with you.
You don't deserve the O. Oh,
yes, okay.
It's like denying me an O.
You owe me an O.
You owe me an O. I want.
Oh, period. You don't. Yeah.
And K, I think if I go meet at 7 and you go K, we're good.
Oh, because you only did meet at just a short.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I wrote a lot. Like you have to say, I understand, I'm good. Like you have to say more than K.
Agreed.
Like, single word. Like if I wrote a ton, then you really, at the, you like not even the O, you got to write OKAY on that one.
Because if, okay, so you write a ton, I have to reciprocate with at least a little bit of.
You need, I you know what I want? I want a noun, a verb. I want
an adjective.
I do. You don't even have to have an adjective. I don't care. I need punctuation.
A gerund.
I do. I don't know what any of those things are, but I need all that. What else is the other? LOL cat sender is another type.
Oh, everything's in caps?
No, cats.
Memes and jokes and
have we moved past that?
We have. We used to get a really annoying one, and it was sweet. The intention was so sweet behind it that you couldn't get annoyed, but it was really annoying.
What is this? I don't know.
Oh, am I forgetting? Is it so? Somebody would send memes or.
Yeah, like every Thursday there would be something in the community room.
Yes.
And
yes,
the coworker.
I don't think they are anymore.
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought he moved just a different time. Oh.
What? No, I think we're thinking. I don't know. I'm not sure who it is.
He blasts social media with the same thing.
No.
That's no, not that.
Okay.
Oh my God! Anybody listening to this is like, I just hear people going no. It's like
who are they talking about?
I'll just say this: if you're inclined now with. This is so stupid to say now with social media, because social media has been around for so long. But now with so many different social medias, TikTok and everything else, if you find yourself hitting the forward button on anything that you found humorous, don't.
Okay.
Because I've already seen it.
Oh, okay.
Like, don't. Like,
yep.
Oh my God, this meme is hilarious. I'm going to hit reply all or forward to Denver users. And you're an a-hole. You're another person. And not to mention, then I can see the 400 people you got it forwarded from.
That's
and I
true.
Was on one of the first That's distribution true. Lists. Uh-huh. Just
emails are is a serious place, a more serious place.
Yes.
Don't send me a meme on there.
I don't want a meme. I don't want anecdotes. I don't want dad jokes.
Nope.
I want
get to the point.
Meeting requests. Final one is all of us in this room. We are black hole emailers.
Yes, yeah. Get to the point, and then I'm never going to respond to
right.
you.
Slacker and Steve.
Do you any of you guys think, or gals, think you would take your kid to get a tattoo or piercing before they were 18?
Because Absolutely.
This is something you would.
Yeah.
Because this is something I've not dealt with, but I've had my ears pierced before. I don't currently wear earrings. But eventually my son's going to see old pictures or whatever. And if he wants one, how can I say no?
Right.
Mm.
You're screwed.
And I wonder the same with you because you used to wear earrings.
Yeah.
Has your son ever wanted?
It's a different generation. I don't think they want them right now. I don't.
Oh.
I don't feel like they do. Do they? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Or do you think it maybe dissuades them if dad wears them? It's like, I don't want that.
Yeah, I would think if he starts to want to get one, I'll just shove some earrings back in my head.
And he'll go, oh.
But I think we did it. We had an OPP a long time ago where somebody, didn't they want to get a tattoo to memorialize the mom or something?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like 14 or
mm-hmm.
something. At that point, I don't know how you say no. Because they want something.
Yeah. If it's meaningful like that, I think yes. But if it's just a random tattoo, you're not old enough to make that choice of what you want on your whole body on your body for the rest of your life. What I was into when I was 16, I would hate yep. today.
Mm-hmm.
Hate.
Slacker, you said that if you would have gotten the tattoo you wanted back then, you would have probably had it later.
It was too. Marvin the Martian.
And Amber
exactly.
nailed it.
I was in the chair.
Yeah.
And it was going to take my entire bicep.
No!
Like, I'm in the chair. I had Marvin the Martian painted on the back of my guitar. I had like a metal Marvin the Martian hanging off my fringe leather jacket.
Fringe leather.
And I was like, this is cool. You're bringing him 235 space modulator. That dude.
So cool.
And it's, well, I mean, I'd be paying thousands to have it removed or covered.
And it never fully gets removed.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
You can still see like ghosts.
You can still see a little.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it almost looks like for the people that I've seen to get them removed, it almost looks like they were in a fire. Like the skin is messed up.
It does. The skin looks a little messed up. It looks like kind of like a bruise.
Oh, forever.
It's not right.
Huh?
And like. Yeah. Yeah.
You're better to cover it up, but you can't cover up Marvin the Martian with a tribal. Like you have to do something big and black and just get rid of it.
That would suck.
So you chickened out, you were in the chair, and then you
uh-huh.
At what point did you chicken out? And how did you...
I just
How
got
were you
up.
Brave enough to do
there
to check it out?
There were people getting tattoos from the group, from the band. And it was like, you go first. And the more I sat there, I'm like, oh my God. I think there was an older dude in the shop with something on his body that I was like, oh, it was a penguin. He had like a goofy looking penguin on his body. And I'm like, and he was old and his skin was kind of wrinkly. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have an old wrinkly arm with Marvin the Martian. And I just had that, like, it was a Helen Keller light bulb turning on moment. I was like, no way am I going through with this. But does it say what Dakota Johnson?
Yeah, Dakota Johnson got matching belly button piercings with her mom when she was 14.
Who is
it's
that?
It's with your mom. She's the girl from 50 Shades.
Melanie Griffith and What's-His-Face's daughter.
Who's she Don Johnson?
No.
Yeah.
Melanie Griffith?
Yeah.
Is
that's
that
why your last
is?
Name's Dakota Johnson. Isn't it? Am I crazy?
I don't.
It's Don Johnson. My
I don't
advice.
Know who Melanie Griffith is. So.
You don't?
Oh, she was in.
Those
was,
two, you're right. They produced
Don Johnson,
a kid together.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's yeah.
different.
Yeah. And she got a matching. That's weird. Because
wow.
then that feels like mom is. It's not so much about the will of the kid. It's mom being. It's when you're. I think it's really cool to be friends with your parents when you're in your 20s.
Yeah,
but if you're friends with your parents when you're a teenager,
you're
they're
up.
Messing up.
They are messing up.
They're making the wrong decision.
They are.
But
I don't know.
14 for a belly button piercing. You're also, to me, I'm sorry, belly button piercing is sort of
sexual.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
you're hyper.
She's about my age, though, and that was sort of the era of like Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears, and they all had belly button piercings and were showing off their midriff, and it was like it was a thing back then.
But Amber, let me just ask you this:
my parents wouldn't let me.
If Christina and Britney all jumped off a cliff, would you?
Oh my God.
Were they wearing belly buttons?
Slacker and Steve.
I do love that the positive side of the pandemic is we're not double dipping. Because
that's definitely a silver lining.
Why would anybody...
I'd switch it around.
If you turn the nugget
around,
I am 100%. That is not a double dip.
Great.
It's just what's been in your mouth, which is ironic because I will eat your gum out of your mouth, but that's got to be my choice. I got to go like, their saliva is probably not gross. But if I just walk over and you're just like willy-nilly putting it back in.
Punch you in the face.
Yes. Especially depending on what it is. The more I think it's, if you're doing like a thicker dip, it's almost better than like if you're putting in salsa because then it just.
That's
it's
true.
Just spreading. Your spit is everywhere now. Like if you're in a trough of cream cheese, which my entire family just comes home and gets Nut Thins and like. Entire family except me.
Right.
Like if they double dip that, then you could just go start a tread over to the left of it and not have their spit in your mouth.
How about like a chocolate fountain? No, they can't really double dip.
You could.
Oh, yeah. People are
doing... you're just shoving the same straw, like take a bite of the strawberry and then shove it back in. No. Get enough chocolate on there. Who has a chocolate fountain? Such a weird place for you to instantly go.
Yeah.
By the way, I will bring you my chocolate fountain that is in my...
I want to turn it into a blue cheese fountain.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Ranch,
that's so
then.
Gross.
We'll do ranch.
Because nobody... It heats it. So then it'd be...
Oh, I don't want that.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to do it.
All but right. A cold ranch fountain would be pretty...
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
You... What?
Yes.
No.
Woo!
You, how many things do you even? Oh God, never mind. I don't want to know.
Everything. That's good eating. Hey, speaking of eating,
yeah,
I'm right. My favorite sandwich. The whole world is copying it. It's everyone else's favorite. It's everyone's go-to quick meal.
I gotta find this.
I don't know.
My scrambled egg sandwiches.
It doesn't say that, Steve.
It says egg.
It doesn't say. I don't think anybody else. Does anybody in this room eat a scrambled egg sandwich? Please.
Not
please.
Since I was very, very little.
I'll put a scrambled egg on my avocado toast.
Same.
But
right
that's
there.
So it's or not even not technically.
Or even a one with the yolk.
Yeah,
the yolk is the key. You got to fry the egg or whatever you call over medium or however you eat it,
okay,
so that it doesn't fall apart. The only way to make the scrambled sandwich work, which I know you're not doing, is to put a massive slice of cheese on it.
To like keep it all anchored?
Yes.
No, you just have to know how to hold it because I use white bread, which is pretty slick, and then mayonnaise, which is even slicker. And then you put your scrambled eggs on that hot, right out of the pan, hot, out of the
cold. So then your bread is just turning into...
Oh, yeah, eventually.
Because you've already put mayonnaise on it. Because Wonder Bread with mayonnaise on it is like,
ugh.
Everybody, I like it. Don't you feel like you need to lick your teeth right now? Because you can feel
exactly
the little things.
That.
But you don't toast the bread or anything.
Nope.
It's just, no, look at it.
Just white out bread. Of the.
That's too much time.
Way white too much bread. Work.
Yeah. Well, I put salt and pepper before I put the other piece of bread on it, and then.
And then you literally have to cup it like a newborn chick to
you
shove
do.
It in your head.
You got
to
be
like you
got
to have
that.
Your hands all the way around it
you
to
do.
Keep it from escaping.
I'll give you that. But then you have your orange juice and your glass of milk. It's like a breakfast. You got a whole thing going on, and the world is doing it.
Maybe
they're
they meant
me.
Yeah, like breakfast sandwiches, like an egg sandwich from McDonald's. Like, well,
it's a story about five things you cook when you got 10 minutes or less. The first thing that's off-putting in the headline is five dinners. If you eat this as a dinner, you're 12.
Yeah.
What? It's you eat two, and it fills you up. What?
No.
I'll back Steve on the egg
sandwiches. Thank you.
For
shut your mouth. You don't eat it scrambled. Do not
no,
even
not scrambled.
Like
I'll eat it for dinner. Breakfast for dinner.
Breakfast for dinner. If you go all out and you have the bacon and the syrup and waffles or pancakes or French toast.
Well, we do the sandwiches with the egg and bagels as the bagels.
Oh, yeah, I'm like an everything bagel.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
With mayonnaise?
Cheddar and avocado on there.
Yeah, no avocado.
See, you just can't get off like, how do I make it terrible? Gross.
The number three, though, who makes a hamburger in under 10 minutes?
George Foreman.
But you got to get all the stuff.
If you're buying a frozen patty, if you've already got the patty.
That's, yeah.
And you just bop, bop. Like, for me, I'm like... I'm getting the stuff. I'm like,
yeah, because like when I do a veggie burger, I like do a veggie burger. Like we're talking the buns, all the condiments, pickles, lettuce, tomato, onion.
You buy a pre.
I buy a pre. Okay, yeah, pre-made.
Like frozen.
And
like
then frozen with sweet potato fries on the side.
Yep. So good.
Yeah, that's definitely not a 5-minute meal.
No,
just
for
chopping
sure
up
not.
The condiments on top is going to take you longer.
Exactly.
Now.
Wow.
What Steve doesn't do, I guarantee you, his burger is
George
bread,
Foreman.
Ketchup, bread.
Mustard, too.
But no cheese?
Nah, because I can never get it to melt right. It just never, yeah.
Do you even have cheese at your house?
I did buy a bag of the shredded, so that melts faster on a
burger.
But
the shredded, can I tell you the secret to shredded? To keep it from sticking together, they roll it in cornstarch, so it doesn't melt right.
That's
what's
going on.
You gotta shred your own cheese, then it'll melt fast. It'll melt super fast.
Someone once told me, and I don't know the validity of this statement, but that there's sawdust on that to keep it from sticking together.
I feel like it would have to be cornstarch and not sawdust. If it's sawdust,
cornstarch,
it feels like...
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Yeah.
It would be better, but...
Sawdust.
That's gross.
I know.
What you need is Sargento.
That's a good cheese.
Makes a... And they have it in the provolone, the medium cheddar, and the sharp cheddar, and it's called ultra thin. And it's hard to get it apart. They have the pieces of paper in between it, but it'll melt because it's
okay.
It's cut. You can almost see through it. It's so
that's
thin.
What
you
I need.
Slap that bad boy on, then it's like melt. It'll that's melt so fast.
On a burger, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
I put it on everything.
Okay.
That's You make a Swiss and a provolone and a I have three packages of the sharp cheddar in my fridge right now.
Sharp's good.
I'm just trying to reconcile how. The words trust fund and slice bread as your hamburger bun go together.
I'll give you that one, T-Hack.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So we've got a couple different IATAs. AITAs.
What are those?
Am I the a-hole?
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing that every once in a while somebody will throw these up on Reddit. And I think when they put them up, they think... They're going to be vindicated in their opinion. It's like, oh my God. I mean, I tell my husband this thing and like, show me that I'm right. And then everybody just kills them. there's this married woman went to Reddit because her husband, who's now working from home, has designed his office with a Taco Bell motif.
Oh, okay.
interesting choice.
A lot of drunks and vomit.
Right. I don't know. I don't know what it would look like, and I don't know that there are pictures. She says he loves Taco Bell, even though, quote, in this is not me, it's pretty garbage even for a fast food chain.
That's what she said. The wife said.
Yes. But he spent his own money to buy Taco Bell materials and memorabilia, which he used to decorate his home office.
His office.
Already see which side you're on.
Yep.
I heard his money, his office.
That's okay.
In their house.
Yeah.
Okay. Their house.
She told him it was ugly and tacky.
Shut the door. Problem solved.
So here's my problem with that.
Uh-oh.
Like in every house I've lived in, the office is like both the houses that I had that kind of room had glass doors.
Oh, okay. Just pull down the.
There's not a shade on it.
Plantation shutter?
It's not a terrible idea. Like, but it's.
It's open. Everyone can see it.
Yes.
In fact, potentially, your house, that's
it's
the first
literally
thing
the people... first thing.
Wow.
And in my old house, it was the first thing you saw if you came through the garage. Because it was, but it's so. When it was right off the living room. So, like, guests came over, they'd see your Taco Bell, your Taco Bell homage. So, is she the a-hole or is he the a-hole? In this particular situation.
Why are you guys looking at me?
Because
I live alone and I have a pink couch because I can.
Do you really have a pink couch?
I do. I bought it off of Grandma on Letgo for $150 and it's the most complimented thing in my apartment.
Gotta respect
but
it, that.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Does it flow?
Totally.
Oh. So that works, right?
Yeah.
So are you a person who believes in flow?
And 100%.
But can rooms... Like, if it's not a room, if it's a room that has a door on it, does it have to have a flow? Because, like, for example, I'm at some point going to have two teenage children in my house. There's going to be no flow.
No flow. Yeah. My room was when I was in high school, I decided I wanted red walls, like bright red walls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could
you
sleep?
Horrible.
Oh,
no,
God.
It was awful. And then I had like dark purple comforter. Oh. I don't know what I was doing. It was horrid. Like, I can't believe my parents let me do it.
So if they let you do that, then can he have, because I like people are blasting her as the a-hole.
Yeah.
But a little part of me, like, you just can't. That's so gauche.
I was a teenager. He's an adult. This is kind of immature.
But it's his, it's now that, if it was just, like, this is my, when I sometimes work from home office, I would say 100% you can't do it.
Yeah.
But now we're all working from home.
Yeah.
He's in there probably 8 hours a day. Yeah. Can he make it comfy?
But
is he allowed
really, it's Taco Bell. Like, are you really that obsessed with, like, I love Chipotle. I'm not going to get the paper bag wallpaper and put it up.
You would, though.
That's
no.
Cool.
That would be badass.
I like that.
I'm saying right now.
Pictures of guac
me?
On the wall. Like,
100.
I don't know.
That could be classy.
That doesn't suck.
I mean.
I guarantee you right now, somebody who manages a Chipotle is listening and they will get you the bags, unused bags. We can get you the bags. Steve and I'll come over and wallpaper them up.
Yep.
Let's, I mean, that's not terrible. But okay, is it any worse than a guy being obsessed? I love Ohio State.
Right.
Here's an Ohio State jersey.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have them have Taco Bell than stupid college jerseys and what. Ugh.
Honestly, yeah, I feel that way too.
So if there's no basement to move all that down to, then. Yeah.
So that's what that would be a better fit, right?
Yeah.
If you can get it sort of
off
out
of the main
sight.
Level, yeah.
But then, right. So are we supporting her or him? Like, in the end, just is she the a-hole or is he? I still kind of think it's.
I don't know.
I think it's her. She's an unsupportive wife.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
All right. One more. Here's the other a-hole that we need to talk about. And, like, text us at 51059 if you think we're wrong. But this guy was part of a gender reveal party.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
He already has a daughter who's 5. And his wife forced them to have a gender reveal thing. And he wanted a boy, as most men do.
Yes.
I mean, they just, I don't know any man who's like, yay, another girl.
Yeah.
And it's not, we're not sexist. We just want a little mini-me.
Yeah.
Just like women want a little mini-me.
Yes. Yeah. You want something to accessorize.
Right.
And we want something to, like, hey, I'm going to show you how to turn a wrench on a Mustang or whatever. So they had a gender reveal sparkler, and it shot pink sparks everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't hide it. He
flipped out.
He was definitely devastated. Like, you could tell.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy that that happened. And then his wife was basically like, suck it up and try to look happy. So he left.
Yeah, he tore out in his car.
Mm-hmm.
He was so irate.
It seems obvious if we're asking who's the a-hole in this situation. You want to say him, right?
Well, it's the kid for not coming out.
You're right. The a-hole is the zygote who's not popping out a little pee-pee.
Yeah.
I think a-hole is whoever decided to throw the gender reveal party.
There it is!
Oh, yes!
All right, you guys pick a side at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a story about some dude who got caught eating flowers and grass.
Okay.
But that's not the weird part of the story.
Huh.
It gets much darker from there.
Wow. I got a story. You know those guys at Renfin, those actors and stuff? You don't want to make them too mad because they have access to meet evil weapons.
LARPers are not to be trifled with.
Yes, like in my story.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
So apparently a guy outside of a restaurant in Pennsylvania.
Aww.
He was kind of, I know, not Florida. He was hanging out when a random woman walked by and he said, hey, she was special and he was waiting for someone like her in his life.
So you already kind of said this dude's a LARPer. I don't know if that's LARPers hanging outside restaurants that aren't at the Renaissance Fest probably don't have a huge track record.
Yeah, that's when this woman's 38-year-old husband named James Gleason Jr. Heard what this LARPer said. He started to chase the guy when the husband, he got so mad he went to his truck.
Oh, he's...
Yes, I got the story
LARPer.
Right. I got the story wrong.
Okay.
So he chased the guy down and was hit on his wife. He stopped at a red light. That's when the husband grabbed a metal spiked mace. One of those long with the huge bomb.
Okay, that was a bomb.
He
this
started
is more of a mace.
Smashing it into the guy's car.
Who just has a mace on them in Pennsylvania?
There's that.
Aren't they civilized up there? What year is it in Pennsylvania?
Mace guy, apparently, he was arrested on several charges, aggravated assault, and...
You don't understand, this guy said something to my girl.
That's why I had my mace.
In the LARPer time, we get to mace him. And I don't mean bear spray.
That's just weird.
Guess what, man?
Uh-oh.
My story's also out of Pennsylvania.
Wow. Double whammy.
Popo were called to a mace beating of a man. No, this is different. A man was seen along a Pennsylvania road eating flowers and grass.
Huh.
So the police were called. Once they got there, they realized the man was not sneezing. He was completely naked.
Oh.
I'm sorry. He wasn't completely naked. He was. Why is it still sneezing? He was covered in his own.
His what? His own.
Poop.
What?
For some reason, he took all his clothes off, pooped all over himself, camouflaged himself, and then decided to fertilize the flowers and grass while eating them.
Okay.
Police couldn't decide whether to take him to a shower, take him to the jail, or take him to a local hospital. They chose mental evaluation for this man.
That's probably the wise.
On the way to the mental hospital, they found a man macing another man's car. It's all in Pennsylvania, man.
Yeah, it's all.
All right, those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.